I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
Houllier's treble winners, the squad Klopp should replicate, by Henry Jackson. It may only be the start of June, but already transfer rumours have started and talk of next season will only intensify. Frankly, we could all do with a breather after such a stressful last 12 months at Anfield. The various discussions over which players are potentially moving to Anfield will be non-stop in the coming weeks and months, which is bound to cause a mix of happiness, anger and frustration. Rather than Jurgen Klopp signing an array of world-renowned first-team regulars, the priority for the German has to be building Liverpool's best squad for almost 20 years. It has been a constant Achilles heel for an unacceptably long time now, with starting lineups often strong, but backup options nowhere near good enough. There has been one red squad that has stood out from the norm in the Premier League era, Gerard Houllier's treble winners at the beginning of the century. Everywhere you looked during that success-filled season, there were different options all over the pitch. It started with a fruitful summer of spending. Marcus Babbel and Gary McAllister both arrived on free transfers from Bayern Munich and Coventry City respectively, adding great experience and class to the team. Christian Ziege brought quality to the defence. Igor Bishkan and Nick Barmby guaranteed versatility in midfield. Oh, how those Everton fans fumed when Liverpool snatched him away. And Yari Litmanen was a shrewd buy from Barcelona. Bernard Diamed, Gregory Vignal and Daniel Sullund were less successful buys, but Houllier had strengthened a squad already full of wonderful talent. Admittedly, Sander Vesterveld was far from a world-beater in goal, with Peggy Arfexad a weak incoming deputy, but the Dutchman was still a safe pair of hands that season. Sami Hupia and Stefan Hansjo had established themselves as arguably the best centre-back pairing in the country, while a maturing Jamie Carragher's ability to play at full-back or centrally made him a very useful player. Rigobert Song, Stephen Wright, Vigard Hegem, and even the much-maligned Jimmy Traore could also do a job on the rare occasions they were called upon, further highlighting the options at Houllier's disposal. The midfield had a perfect blend of youth, experience, flair and discipline. Whether it was young and emerging Englishmen such as Steven Gerrard and Danny Murphy, ice-cool figures like Didier Mann and McAllister, or effective attack-minded midfielders in Patrick Berger, Vladimir Smitser and Barmby, Liverpool had all bases covered. Whatever the match situation, whoever the opponent, you always felt Houllier could switch things up at will. The wonderful depth didn't end there though, with Liverpool possessing a forward line any team would have been delighted with. Michael Owen was one of Europe's finest strikers at the time. Robbie Fowler still had magic in his boots despite being past his best. While Emil Heskey was an unselfish brute of a player who was a vital member of the team. Let's not forget Litmanen either, who in terms of pure natural footballing ability and being easy on the eye, remains one of Liverpool's best players of the last two decades. He only featured 11 times in 2000-2001, but just having such an illustrious name around made a difference. We all know what happened during that memorable season as the Reds sealed a historic UEFA Cup, FA Cup and League Cup treble, as well as qualifying for the Champions League for the first time since it changed its name in 1992. In total, there were 63 matches across four different competitions for Houllier's men. An absurd number when you consider Liverpool only played 47 this season. And the only reason they prevailed was because of the squad the Frenchman had assembled. Injuries never once threatened to derail Liverpool's season, as was the case in 2016-17, and on so many other occasions. And Houllier had so many choices that he could keep players fresh during a relentless run of fixtures. 2000-2001 remains Liverpool's most successful campaign since the good old days. Hopefully, that's about to change. If Liverpool are to compete on four fronts next season, building a squad of similar depth and quality is exactly what Klopp must achieve. The 49-year-old is the perfect man to do this, and all things point towards him knowing exactly who he needs to take his side to the next level. As mentioned, there aren't enormous changes to make to what is generally considered Klopp's first choice starting 11. Centre-back, left-back, central midfield and a forward at a push. But he needs to be able to rely on 20 to 25 players throughout the course of a whole season. Liverpool cannot be in a situation where Klopp is having to play a significantly weakened team in the Premier League or a Champions League game in order to avoid tiredness. Every lineup he names must be strong. Every summer arrives with a fresh wave of optimism, but the positivity this time around feels more justified than ever. With Champions League football achieved, assuming the qualifiers hurdle in August, and lots of money to spend, there is no excuse for Klopp not fine-tuning his squad before the start of next season. Hopefully, Liverpool get somewhere close to the 63 games Houllier's Reds played in 2000-2001. They won't if they don't have a similarly quality-laden squad. Impossible to argue with the central thesis of Henry's piece there about the importance of strength and depth in any squad. But I found myself disappearing off in a little reverie of Yari Littman and Land. I was so taken with him as a footballer and would love to have seen him play an awful lot more for the Reds than he did any time he was on the pitch. He reminded me somewhat of the magic of what Kenny Dalglish had. There was something about him that, even though they weren't necessarily that similar as players, there was just something in the genius, the inventiveness, the ability to do the unexpected, turn a player, just produce a wonderful pass, score a wonderful goal. What a player that guy was. Now, it's obviously going to be tough to find players of his quality, or as Henry points out, Gary McAllister, what a recruit he was. But they are exactly the kinds of players that we need to have to balance out a squad. It's not all about these up-and-comers. It's not all about bringing in the best of youth from across the continent, because as we've seen, that's all right to a point. You can bring in these relatively underrated players or young players and build them up and get them performing. But then what happens? One of the truly massive, massive clubs of the current moment, I consider Liverpool in world terms and historical terms to be a massive, massive club, but let's be honest, they're not now, as things stand. One of those guys just picks them off. So I don't know about that as a model, to be perfectly honest with you, and there is an awful lot to be said for bringing in experienced and excellent players who can do something for you right bloody now when you need it. It's never been a more interesting time to be a Reds fan in recent years. It genuinely hasn't. Everything seems to be aligning to make things comparatively more interesting than I can remember over a course of the summer, which is why I'm completely avoiding social media. If you're on there and I follow you or we normally talk, you'll excuse me for not being involved this summer, because it's just one of the most life-sapping places I can imagine spending your time these days. And by the time I decided to pull the ripcord, it wasn't even the end of May, so God only knows what horrors await you on there. My horror won't be awaiting you on there. So as Henry says in this piece, let's hope that Jurgen is putting together a squad that could give Houllier's a run for its money, if not do a little bit better. I do think there is the possibility with the right additions that it could be even better, and that's exciting as all hell. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.